The handle for this year for the show is over $25,000. That's how much we've gambled this year. And I jokingly, I believe, through the Power Trip account 2 weeks ago, said the goal for 2020 is to double it. Let's do it. Let's find a way to push 50K in 2020.
All right.
That's all bets. You know, the big Masters bets we do, all the horse racing, all the side bets.
Let's make the Masters bet $200.
Let's make it $6,000.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And we are back after a 1 week hiatus. Yeah, life sometimes gets in the way, and it did for me a little bit. My dad, you probably saw it on Twitter, my dad passed away last week. And so we just kind of took the week off last week, and I'm going to be up in Minnesota taking care of, you know, memorial service and helping mom out and doing lots of stuff. So I think we're going to kind of go on another mini hiatus over the holidays as well. But the good news is we will be back with the 2019 year-end extravaganza. So that will be our next episode when we get to that. And that will include such fun things as, you know, our award winners that we like to do. We'll recap, you know, all the money winners and losers from the bets. And there's this little thing called the Quote of the Year Tournament, Dave, that you've been working on.
I have, yeah. We got 64 really good ones this year.
Beautiful. You should have added five more as, like, playing ones, and then we could add a field of 69.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Guarantee Haley would have screenshotted that and tweeted it. So,
of course.
So I appreciate all the kind words and everything everybody had to say on Twitter. That was just awesome to see Twitter Nation, send nice thoughts along and stuff. So really appreciate that. And we'll continue to do the whole life thing, and we'll continue to bring you entertainment, albeit a little more sporadically here for a few weeks. So, or at least our attempt at entertainment, right?
Right.
No guarantees there. So, I will say the one upside of having to drive back and forth to Minnesota a lot, because we were actually in Denver when we got notification that my dad was going into hospice care. And so we drove back from Denver, drove up to Minnesota, drove back to Kansas City. Now we're driving back up to Minnesota. So lots of driving. But the one benefit, when you drive across Iowa, what can you do in Iowa while you're driving, Dave?
You can go to Pancheros. They have plenty of locations in Iowa. But you can also gamble.
That's what we were looking for. That's the correct answer. So, yes, I've been busy on my William Hill app while I make the 220-mile mindless track across Iowa. But I love the William Hill app because, like, I really have a good record on it for some reason. So, and did okay last week. We should have done locks of the week last week because I was doing good. But we'll do locks of the week. Well, why don't we do it now, actually? If you're ready for it, Dave. So last week we were off. My record stands at 7-7, and I think you are 8-6. Is that correct?
I think I'm actually 7-7 as
well. You're also 7-7. All right. So even 500 chance to close out the year strong. We'll keep doing this through the playoffs. Why not? Because you can bet on anything, right? So
right.
So why don't you go first tonight, Dave, and give us your lock of the week?
Well, my lock of the week is easy. I said it the last time I think we did locks. It's just going to be the Tampa Bay over. They're going over, and I think it's still over 80% of their games. I think they've only gone under in three. It's 50.5 here against the Texans, who's high powered offense and bad defense. I'm taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Houston Texans over 50.5 points.
That's awesome. And that's actually, that would have been my lock of the week last week. That's one of the nice little bets I won on William Hill, because they really, after Evans was out, they kind of brought the number down. I actually got it at 46 last week in the Lions game.
Yeah, I got it at 46 as well, and I took first and second half over too, and they both hit, so it was a three unit.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So for my lock of the week, there's a lot of interesting games out there. I see that +7 number next to Buffalo, and I can't pass that up, man. 7 points when you're a defensive team like Buffalo and a defensive team like the Patriots. This is the lowest over-under of the week at 38.5. I don't see a blowout for the Patriots in this one at all. I say take the Bills, take the 7 points. The Patriots are probably going to win the game, but I do not see the Patriots winning this game by 8 or more.
Yeah, so, I like that as well.
So, yeah, take the Bills. So, Bucks over, Bills +7. Those are your locks of the week. All right. And the other one last week too, I did it money line on a parlay, but the Seahawks at Carolina, that was going to be kind of my second lock of the week. And unfortunately, the spread on that game was 6.5, and the Seahawks only won by 6. So that would have been a yucky one to go.
Yeah, I had it at 6. So okay. I pushed.
You got the push. When I was going to bet it, it was 6.5, and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to – because I did a money line parlay, which thank you 49ers for losing at home, and that costing me that parlay. So that was my one miss on the William Hill app last weekend. So I'm driving up again Wednesday, so we'll see what the app has in store for me this week. So the other thing I was going to bring up real quick too is Charge Challenge. It's over, man. Hockey, Sauce, Corey, they're going to be washing your cars. Kreisel and AJ get to call all the shots. Kind of dramatic a little bit on Sunday. Were you following along at all?
I was. And the Ghost was as well. I mean, the Ghost had an amazing performance there with Saquon.
Yes. And it was a little bit nerve-wracking early on, because it looked like Hockey was really going to catch him with CMC. And when Saquon scored that touchdown, that was like a huge, huge swing, and that bumped Hockey's deficit up to like 11. Corey was never really a factor with Derrick Henry, because they got down early, and you know, game script just kind of went against Henry, and Corey was never really a factor. Of course, the Ghost got the big score and actually pushed ahead of AJ, which seemed like, you know, no big deal. You know, it was AJ only needed 3 points. Until halftime rolls around and he's got 0, and they're down as well, and it's a bad game script, and it's like, this is sweating time for AJ. But he did pull it out. It was basically one drive that they pounded. They pounded him, and he managed to get his yards, and Fournette did, and so AJ barely survived, and so we'll have 3 car washers, and I don't know about you, Dave, but I'm thinking of tailgating via car wash next year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a must tailgate event.
Go ahead.
I wonder what the over-under is on cars washed in that 5 hours for those boys.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to come up with a line for that, because, man, based on Twitter reaction after, you know, I sent out like 800 tweets yesterday, there's going to be a ton of people that are going to get their cars washed. So I'm glad that Corey finally realized it's a 5-hour car wash. So
I saw that got brought up right away this morning, and he goes, was it 4 or was it 5? And Hawk just goes, it was 5.
It was 5. That's
that
right.
That extra hour is just going to bite him in the ass.
Hey, that's 25% more rubes that can get their car washed. So that's it's a good thing for us. And hopefully they'll let us vote on it, because Corey did say in the punishment reveal that the Rubes are going to get to vote. I mean, it seemed like a no-brainer to me that it seemed like they were going to kind of, like the winners were going to kind of narrow down the field of acceptable costumes or outfits, and then the Rubes would kind of pick amongst two or three for each guy. And then Corey was like, no, the Rubes don't get a say in that. And I'm like, well, that's not what you said. So hopefully they'll get the Rubes involved with that, because it'd be cool if we could vote on the costume, because I have a feeling with some of the ideas that apparently they've already got in mind, no matter what the Rubes pick, it's going to be hilarious.
Well, I think what's kind of controversial, too, is it really should be the winners that get to pick what they wear. And you got completely two opposite ends of the spectrum there with the two winners in Creasel and AJ. You know, something, you know, you could put Sauce in overalls would be an idea for AJ. And, you know, Creasel could come up with assless chaps. So it's like two completely different, you know, ends of the spectrum there. And with music selection and everything, I don't know. It'll be entertaining nonetheless.
Yeah, definitely. Well, they can maybe compromise, and maybe Creasel picks one out and AJ picks one out, and then they compromise on the third or something. So, yeah, it'll be, I think AJ will go along with some of the furry costumes though, because I think, it's not necessarily a bad innuendo, I mean, to go along with a furry outfit, and it's going to be hot. So, I don't know. I have a feeling a furry outfit might make the cut. So, but yes, exciting nonetheless. It'll be fun to kind of see how that all develops. And as soon as a date is announced, we'll be sure to let you know. And I'm sure every Rube will have that circled on their calendar. So very fun. Well, Dave, we're going to get to the bulk of the show today, which is something that you put together on your own because I was out of pocket. So why don't you set up the Quote of the Year Tournament Selection Show?
All right. Well, I've been working on it for a number of weeks here. Just been kind of learning how to put this audio together on Audacity and everything. And it's been kind of fun to learn it, but I'm really excited to bring it to you. And we have a special guest host that you'll hear from shortly. But the polls are going to be going up for the first round the day after we post this.
Lucky.
So follow on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes, and let's get this thing going here.
Beautiful. So we'll play that now, and follow along on Twitter. We'll have a champion by the time our next show rolls around. That will be part of the year-end extravaganza. So listen up and listen for your favorite quotes.
Hello and welcome to the 2019 Power Trip Quote of the Year Tournament. I am your host, Meat Sauce Robot. As you may know by now, Quotes isn't the best with words, so he flew me in for this very special occasion. This year's field has been expanded to the best 64 quotes from the Power Trip Morning Show in 2019. Now, I know what you're thinking, but it's not all Chris Hockey quotes. In fact, there are 18 people with entries in this year's field. We've broken the 64 quotes into four different regions, where they are seeded 1 to 16. Now, let's get to our first region. Our first matchup in the
Dirty Bitch
region is the number one overall seed, Joe Mauer's father, Mark Rosen.
It's time now, finally, for Jim Polad and the ownership of this team to either go out and spend a significant amount of money on their pitching staff or get the hell out of the baseball business. Period.
Mark will take on the man's wife he's actively trying to steal, the number 16 seed, Jason Zucker.
It's 4 weeks till the first game, but it's usually about 2-3 weeks, depending on when they decide to make final cuts.
Are you going to get in shape before then?
No.
Good.
I was on your gym plan this summer.
Dude, you walked right into that. You walked right into that one.
Next up is a man who should never wear white pants, especially on Sundays. It's the voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
So that means what had to happen happened very quickly. And my, quite honestly, with all due respect, my O-ring was jaded. This is the honesty covenant.
Vox will square off with the number 9 seed and last year's quote of the year champion, Christopher Allen Hockey.
Boobs
can make a movie go from a 5 to a 6.
Yeah, and me from 6 to midnight.
Yeah.
The number 5 seed is the man, the myth, the gopher legend, Tommy Olsen.
Exactly the feeling. Think of being 320 and just hideous, can't see your crank. And then you're looking around the locker room and there's all these guys with 4% body fat.
Just ripped.
Yeah. And cranks to the floor. And you're like...
Tommers will duel with the number 12 seed, Mr. Athletic, Michael Russo.
The only other story that I remember breaking this late in the summer is Mark Harris being bought out.
The fourth seed is the Deep Haven Disaster, Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
None of us are hot.
Let alone super hot. And got a little bit of a tan, I would be a 9.5.
That's very generous.
Paul matches up with the number 13 seed, Corey Conchita Co.
Bros won Game 5 of the World Series, but everybody's talking about those two gals that flashed because, look, boobs are better than baseball.
Yeah.
You know Astros, what? That's a t-shirt right there.
What, boobs are better
boobs
than baseball?
Boobs are better than baseball.
We keep things saucy with the number 6 seed, P.J. Lambert.
You get 3 minutes with Kate Upton.
Yeah.
But you have to go to a weekend Tesla festival that's their entire
now
catalog. Every song they've ever done.
If I could last 3 minutes, I'd still be married.
The bracket gets international here at 11 with the Power Trip's favorite foreigner, Great Point, our good friend Andy.
How was Meat Sauce and Monty last night?
Monty was really good.
Our next matchup features the number 3 seed, the cartoon porn aficionado, Chris Hockey.
I would say more than 90% of garage sales are run better than this radio station.
Oh my God.
Hawk goes head to head with Jeff Lambert's lover, Mark Rosen.
Ready? Here's Mark Rosen, living in Power Trip Infamy. Go!
Why don't you take that bra off?
Oh, my God.
The 7th seed is none other than Power Trip Quotes, Chris Hockey.
Can I tell you guys something, though?
Yeah.
If I ever walk in here, into this studio, wearing bicycle rider shorts, and you can see the shape of my enormous dong.
Right.
Just you can 100% be sure I found a genie in a bottle.
And
Chris will try to beat himself. Lucky. As he is the 10 seed.
$100, give or take? What is it?
Depends on if he's having a rough day.
Yeah.
He looks depressed.
No, he doesn't.
No, I bet it's about 120. I can't remember. I don't look at price tags.
Yeah. Nothing. Well, yeah.
It ain't about the money.
And the final matchup in the Dirty Bitch region is between the number 2 seed, you guessed it, Chris Hockey.
What would I change about my appearance? My stomach. Everything else is great except for my stomach.
Hmm.
I have like an hourglass figure.
If that's what you think, you might want to get your eyes changed too.
Oh my God! Whiting Clinic LASIK and Cataract. Find them online at whitingclinic.com.
And the shoe hoarder, the 15th seed, Meat Sauce.
And I'm not making this up. This isn't something that I'm making up to try and be funny. When I squinted my eyes and looked up at the sky, I could see almost every solar system. I could, like, see the stars in the sky. I don't know what it was, man. I'm not kidding you. It was unbelievable.
That will do it for
the Dirty Bitch
region. We move to the
Oh, good for you
region. The number 1 seed is a true American hero who loves Brazilian fart porn. It's John Creasel.
I used to be married to someone that never invited me to her dates. You know, sometimes it's okay to be left out.
Oh, what?
John will take on his greasy parlay companion, the number 16 seed, Meat Sauce.
The only woman I talk to is Alexa.
The number 8 seed is the lead singer of the Chris Hockey band, Chris Hockey.
Why do you want me judged?
Because you bought something that doesn't fit your lifestyle. This fits Chris's lifestyle.
You buy a lot of things that don't fit your lifestyle.
Are you going to have Muppet like in a front ring. Pack on that thing?
Brilliant!
I didn't even hear it, but I'm sure it was fun.
Chris will face the number 9 seed and former RYZ front man, Chris Hockey.
I could be a silent investor.
I would definitely prefer you to be silent.
I'd like you to be signing on the show.
Here's
the fifth seed is Kayla's husband, John Kreisel.
For years.
A year after, and celebrate their first anniversary. So the cake's probably still good.
It probably is. You should take it home and eat it.
Probably still good. We should.
You guys talked over one of the all-time best jokes.
Sorry.
No, your joke.
Oh.
That's all right. We'll move on. People can podcast it.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I wish I
heard it. Hell of a line, man.
Really?
So on top of all,
can we redo it? Let's just redo it.
Okay. Yeah, let's redo it. Sauce. So, AJ, you said something about how couples do.
Yes.
Wedding cakes.
They save the top of their cake for their 1 year anniversary and they go back and they eat it a year later.
And then, Sauce, you said.
I never got it.
And then, John, you said.
Everybody else ate it.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Is it hot in here or is it just me?
John squares off with the best calves in the building, the 12 seed meat sauce.
The third boy just getting hand-me-down shoes.
Sure.
Yeah. Thinking that they were awesome.
Yeah.
The Lamberts don't do hand-me-downs.
Okay.
We got new shoes every year.
Oh, good for you.
The fourth seed is the $84 million man, Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins.
Big Nickelback fan? Used to be middle school.
Mr. You Like That will duel with his favorite critic, Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
That's the only way to make those two games fun. Bet on them.
I love gambling.
Yes.
If I could bang gambling, I would. I'm not kidding. And it wouldn't be bad.
Dude, Chris wasn't paying attention, which means no chance that ends up on Power Trip Quotes on Twitter.
The sixth seed is one of four people on the planet that thinks 311 is better than the Beatles. It's Corey Coe.
He's too suited. I can't believe you folded the...
Gonna ladder up, bitch.
Corey will take on the 11 seed, the overly self-conscious Chris Hockey.
You guys, you're a dog guy. You're a dog guy. I'm a dog guy. One of my great pleasures in my life is that all my cats are dead.
Jesus!
So
the number three seed's dad loves himself some poop porn. It's Chris Hockey.
What does Wobby think they're gonna finish this year?
16-0.
The wall?
Oh,
oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Like Abbott and Costello. That was brilliant.
And he will take himself on, shocker, once again with the number 14 seed. It's Chris Hockey.
We are.
Him wearing joggers would be like me wearing underwear called Big Penises.
Go to break, for the love of God.
Unfortunately,
God.
the most perfect analogy of all time.
Yeah.
The seventh seed now has 2015 vision, thanks to Dr. David Whiting. It's Corey Coe.
By injecting his own baby batter into his arm.
Say that again.
By injecting his own baby batter into his arm.
Core? That's where we differ. I tried to swallow it.
Oh my God.
I tried.
Core will square up with former Rams linebacker and future Mr. Universe Ben Nacho Lieber.
Ben, in general,
an absolute silence. Here we go.
If you had to generalize position groups on size of their cranks, what position group would be the smallest?
The smallest?
That was a weird way to word that.
Yeah.
Wherever the white guys are, probably.
Oh my right. God.
Well,
the final matchup features the man who still wants Les Miles coaching the Gopher football team. It's Meat Sauce.
You guys ever been in a thruple?
Unknowingly, yes.
Paul takes on himself, like he does in every hotel room he's ever been in. With the number 15 seed, it's more Meat Sauce.
Smoky. It's the coolest, accessory ever.
No,
like,
it's not.
Yes, it is.
What
year
is definitely
do you think it's the coolest
not.
Accessory?
You're making a point. You're like if we could smoke and do this.
No.
Oh my God, I'd smoke two packs a show.
No. See,
that will do it for.
Oh, good for you.
Region. We move to
the Beaver
Region. The number one seed is Wig Low Meadows' favorite swinger, Chris Hockey.
Don't put toothpaste on your junk, Rosie.
Well, but the mint feels so good.
Yeah, and I thought...
I don't do it to last longer, Rosie. I just do it to improve Meat Sauce's breath.
Yeah!
Hawk will face off with the 16th seed, the Chicken Finger King, Corey Coe.
There's more sleeves in a box of Oreos than at a Tesla festival.
The 8th seed is the older brother of stupid-ass David Lambert, it's Meat Sauce.
That wasn't yours, dude. You've completely put yourself in Corey's spot.
I just wish my penis would save a life instead of ruin a marriage.
The second best all-time initials player will battle with himself, the number 9 seed.
Obviously, Dov. It was super weird.
That says nothing for you, then. That is bad.
They're boneless wings bigger than my Johnson.
He once got his ass beat on the ice, but took it like a champ. With the fifth seed, it's Ryan Carter.
They're not, like, honestly. Like, they were so, so massively large.
Wow, good for them.
Yeah, guys you just look at and you're like, wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Did you, like, ask him to fire it up once or anything?
Jeez, man.
Hey, I need to see this.
Can I see this thing perform?
Taking him on as the worst person to be in a group chat with, it's John Kreisel.
And especially last week, having the late night game.
Yeah.
And then looking, I mean, it was exactly like my last marriage. I was the only one in it not scoring. So,
whoa. The 4 seed is your favorite gay prostitute on roller skates. It's comedy great, Nick Swardson.
It was so weird seeing Dalvin Cook fumble. It was like Rosen getting the check at mayonnaise.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It was on the floor in like 2 seconds. Good Lord.
That's a good line.
Terry will tangle with his leather sex dungeon resident, the 13 seed, Mark Rosen.
It was cool. Rosie, you didn't care for it. Why?
I don't like people who milk their retirement.
Line of the day, my friend.
Power trip quotes.
The 6th seed is the best TV show recommender guy, Corey Coe.
This song was so huge when I was in 6th grade.
You were huge when you were in 6th grade.
Corey matches up with the 11th seed, who's only allergic to the Minnesota State Fair. It's Mark Rosen.
I finished first, by the way.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, congratulations.
He's selfish.
Sauce has said that for 35 years.
Dim the lights and grab the hookah pipes with the number 3 seed. It's Brian Oak.
Who doesn't like 21 Pilots?
Oh, they're so good.
21 Pilots is a band for people who think Imagine Dragons rock too hard.
Oh, they're so good. They are so much better than Imagine Dragons.
Oh, that's the best.
Speaking of pipes, it's Oak's best friend, the number 14 seed, Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
Drivers in a private plane?
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Jugs do the talking.
That's right. They, boy. They do.
Right.
They do.
I bet you $100,000 Power Trip quotes puts that clip on the internet. Jugs do the talking.
Hey, if it were May, that would be a finalist for a state fair t-shirt.
And on the Betson Quotes podcast, that's going to be a top 3 quote of the week.
Well, jugs do the talking.
And here with the number 1 quote of the week, it's Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
And jugs do the talking.
The 7th seed could easily be mistaken for Wes Welker, Eric Decker, or Danny Amendola, the pride of Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, Adam Thielen.
Part of Super Bowl 20.
AJ.
Yep.
Wide right?
That's right.
Oh, oh shit.
Wow.
I would have got him as wide left.
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
He will take on the number 10 seed, who will look great washing cars in a thong. It's Meatsauce.
Let me just point out the thing everyone in their car is screening. When hockey's giving you gambling advice to slow down, you have an issue.
Well, you're only going to hit $1.25 million one time. And I know you think, I can't be stopped right now. But
yeah, we've heard you say that.
Yeah, but this is
we've heard you say that.
Sauce is right. This is like Ted Bundy reading Dahmer's story and going, what a psycho.
Yeah, right. Yeah, correct. Well played.
And the final matchup in the Beaver region features Brett Michaels' groupie and verbally abusive wife, Carly Zucker.
Oh. This song wails.
Carly, you like Nine Inch Nails?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. I like Jack Nine Gale. Inches in it.
She will take on the number 15 seed, the human cocaine, Tommy Zamboni Olson.
Tommy, how many times did you beat Wisconsin?
0, Corey.
Last time Minnesota beat Wisconsin back-to-back, 93-94.
How many parties did you go out to the U in 0, Corey?
Zoinks!
We got him.
That will do it for
the Beaver
region. We move to the
Moose Soup
region. The number one seed is Norton Antivirus's most valued customer, John Kreisel.
I am very proud to say I have never purchased a food item at a strip club.
Because they don't have kids' menus there, for sure.
True. Yeah.
Taking on John is that old son of a bitch, the number 16 seed, Tommy Olsen.
That's a lot of tequila.
Yeah, well, you
get after it.
Yeah, it was fun.
On top of whatever else you were hammering down.
You didn't get sick?
No.
Felt great. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You're a pro.
Well, it's tequila. Right. I'm just good at it.
The number 8 seed raises her 3 kids while her husband is on a 4-month road trip. It's Carly Zucker.
I'm telling you, you should have been blowing a man.
Corey,
it's so much easier.
Yeah. Corey, you gotta let a lady finish, okay?
Yikes.
Well,
sauce, see? Good piece of advice for Tuesday.
Let a lady finish.
Did you know he plays golf with Kyle Rudolph, Jason Zucker, and Carl Anthony Towns? The 9th seed, Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
You know, how did you get that? Showing work is what ruined my high school career. If I never had to show work, I would be at NASA.
Yeah. Worst 3 words.
Show your work.
Show your work. Go to hell.
Screw off.
Yeah.
The 5th seed is always willing to share more personal information than anyone would ever want to know. It's Tommy Olsen.
My old go-to back 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grade.
No idea.
Watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians and then go online. Watch the real film. That was a good little 1-2 combo there. That got it done.
I can buy that.
Yeah, right.
I can buy that.
Tommers will face a person that's current iPhone is older than him. At number 12, it's Chris Hogsley.
Did you guys date a gal with multiple face tattoos or even one?
She got huge rocks?
In this scenario, yes.
Then
yes.
Yeah, thank you.
The number 4 seed's wife does not know what time period Game of Thrones took place in. It's Chris Hockey.
Thinking, how can I lose 60 pounds in 2 seconds? And I don't.
Chop off your head.
And then I get off. Right.
Wait, you almost. Don't let that one skate by. Brilliant. That was freaking great.
Brilliant.
Taking him on as the number 13 seed, his mortal enemy, Chris Hockey.
If I were Bill Gates, I'd buy the NBA and fold it up.
That's why you are awful with money.
The 6th seed's cousins, Mar-Lar and Gar-Lar, play in a band called Mar-Lar and the Guitar Lars. It's Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
I was also a freshman at U at 1990.
No one cared about you then. No one cares what you know.
Wow.
Oh, you're mean to me.
The 11th seed was the 2009 United Football League MVP. It's our friend, Brooks Bollinger.
You know, in North Dakota, you can watch your dog run away for 2 days, so
I'm seeing more brilliant.
He enjoys chirping with idiots on Twitter and then telling them to go to bed. The number 3 seed is John Kreisel.
What would it be if they were in the Sweet 16?
Right, so we can bet on them. I don't think that's going to happen.
How great would it be if I have legs? Same chance of that happening. So let's go. Next story.
John takes on the only human on Earth that makes a bowl of cereal, puts it in the fridge overnight, and then consumes it. Number 14 seed, Chris Hockey.
Downtown by myself, and I had
the I'll have the sex and candy hold the candy.
Think about myself, and then there she was.
He helped get the Vikings a new stadium, and now he binge drinks and screams at the players in that same stadium. The 7th seed is John Kreisel.
Yeah. You know what I just realized, though? This is a sports stat. Ted Bundy's been to the Rose Bowl more recently than the Gophers.
Good for you!
Yikes.
Genius.
Kreis will battle with the number 10 seed, whose dog is adorable, and he's, well, just okay. It's Meatsauce Paul Lambert.
In the room, Mark or Meatsauce or myself, do you have any other, anything else going on there? And again, that's not what we hired.
Moving Meatsauce.
Yes.
Are you planning on changing your residence anytime in the near future? Because I keep hearing the word move appearing about you.
I recently just moved.
Ooh.
You recently just moved, okay. Yes. Have you been complaining about the move at all?
I complain about everything.
He does, and let me tell you.
He does complain.
And our final matchup of the tournament features a proud owner of a pair of Yeezy Boost 350s in Pirate Black. It's More Sauce with the number 2 seed.
You guys are mean. Everything you say about me, you make me sound like I'm some gargoyle that doesn't know how to do the sex. I'm well aware how to do the sex.
Quote of the week. There you go, Power Trip quotes.
Sauce will take on the number 15 seed, who will be playing at Twin Cities Summer Jam, presented by Mystic Lake. You can purchase your tickets now at tcsummerjam.com. It's the fans, Chris Hockey.
The matchup I'm looking forward to tomorrow night is Nick Schultz versus Jerome McGinley.
Yeah.
The match I'm looking forward to tomorrow night is American Honey versus my liver.
That will do it for Region. That concludes our coverage of the 2019 Power Trip Quote of the Year tournament. Let the madness begin.
All right. Well, that will be our show for tonight. Hope you enjoyed hearing all those quotes. Brings back lots of memories, I'm sure, from the year that was. And it's going to be tough to pick a winner, Dave. There's two or three that I have in mind that I would probably put at pretty low odds, but I don't think there's any of them that would hit minus odds. I don't think there's a clear-cut number one.
No, I don't really think there is either. And it was kind of surprising to see Meat Sauce had the same amount of entries this year as Chris Hockey. They both had 16. Normally Chris, you know, kind of dominates, but it was nice to see that Sauce had at least the same amount as Chris. So
Sauce was on his game this year.
Absolutely.
All right, well, that will do it for this week's show. As we mentioned, we will be back with the 2019 year-end extravaganza in a couple of weeks, where we will reveal the quote of the year winner and all of the other winners and money winners. So definitely stay tuned for that. That's show number 68, which means show number 69 is right behind that. And I think we'll have some surprises there as well. So in the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes.
All right. And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. And a reminder, you can always email us at PowerTripBets@gmail.com. I appreciate all the stuff you guys send me over there, like casino reviews and all sorts of insightful stuff there. So keep sending those emails, and we will see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.